And here's one last thing about gifts. If you're still looking for something for someone, we talked to our friends at America's Test Kitchen, who see pretty much all the new kitchen gear every year. Sally Swift put Jack Bishop on the spot for ideas from stocking stuffers to splurges.
Hey, Jack, nice to have you back.
Nice to be chatting with you, Sally.
So we are thinking about some gifts for the cooks in our lives, and you are obviously the person to come to. And I want to start out with, how about something for a stocking stuffer? What have you found this year that you love?
So sometimes it's the small changes in your kitchen that make a big impact. We recently tested in the kitchen fruit and vegetable peelers. And I was pretty convinced that I knew what was going to win, and then I was totally surprised. It's one of these Y-shaped peelers rather than one where the blade is in the same alignment with the handle. And it's from a company called Kuhn Rikon. Perhaps the best thing about this is it's $3.50, and it comes in an array of colors, so you can pick up multiples of them. And it is so much more comfortable. I actually used it over the Thanksgiving holiday, where I counted 13 pounds of potatoes and 10 pounds of apples, which would normally cause a lot of hand pain. And it's just sharp and comfortable.
All right. Anything else for the stocking?
So this is somewhere in between. It will certainly fit into the stocking. It's called a slotted spatula, and the one that the test kitchen has recommended is from Wusthof. And they label it a fish spatula, which seems to be underselling it. It's thin and metal, and it's got slots for liquid or grease to drain out. And yes, it's great with delicate things like fish, but it does other delicate things like pancakes or cookies. And it's even strong enough to support heavier items. So if you want to flip burgers or cutlets, we love it because it's so thin that it gets right underneath the food without nicking the food or tearing off the crust on a breaded chicken cutlet. And honestly, it's the most useful of the world of spatulas is this Wusthof slotted spatula.
It does need a new name. That's all there is to it. It needs to be rebranded.
Yeah, I'm going to make that a campaign for 2019. You know, we're going to banish the word fish spatula.
What? So I think that something that people don't buy themselves in the kitchen are scales. Do you have a scale that you guys love?
Yeah. You know, if you're baking, you definitely need a scale. It's so much more reliable to be weighing your flour, weighing your sugar. And of course, you know, if you're following recipes, you need to know, do I have 2 pounds of potatoes or 3 pounds of potatoes? And so there's a scale that we love from OXO Good Grips. It's their 11-pound food scale, and it has a pull-out reading so that you can put a big bowl on the base, tear it, you know, hit that tear button to go back to zero, fill it up, and even if the bowl is hanging over and you can't read the digital readout, you can just pull it out. It detaches from the base.
Oh.
And so you can slide it to where you want it so that you can actually see, do I have 2 pounds of potatoes in that bowl or 3 pounds of potatoes in the bowl?
Wow, that is a great idea. All right. What about some high-end items? Do you have a couple things you love that would be a little bit of a splurge?
So the number one thing that I recommend to people if they don't have it is that they go and invest in a really good digital instant read thermometer. You know, I just don't understand.
That is the truth.
Yeah. I don't understand that you're going to spend $50, $75 on a beef tenderloin, for instance, and you're going to wing it or you're going to try to cut into it to sort of peek in. Use a digital instant read thermometer. You can use it for meats, poultry. We use it for sugar. You know, if you're making caramel, the temperature of water when you're making bread, the temperature of custards. And so the ThermoWorks ThermoPen MK4. Now, this is expensive. It's on $99, but it is kind of like the Rolls Royce of thermometers. It's what everybody in the test kitchen is assigned when you get hired, and you guard it with your life.
Wow.
Because everybody loves these things.
Huh, I love it. And it's battery charged?
You actually swing out the probe. It's on a latch. And when you swing out the probe, suddenly the battery awakes, and it's now reading. It has an automatic shutoff to preserve battery life, and it's got a nice thin probe that you can stick into all kinds of places to immediately get a reading, and it gives you a reading in about 2 seconds, so that if you're fussing over something hot, you're not waiting for the temperature to come up. It sounds like a small thing, but would you rather have your fingers close to caramel for 2 seconds or 10 seconds? I would vote for 2 seconds.
Exactly. I think that's right on. I know you guys have loved these for years, and it's time for me to make that investment, I think. So last but not least, what's a nice piece of equipment you think is well worth a splurge?
So when people ask me what's the, you know, skillet that I love or other piece of equipment, I say, just, you know, do not ever take my Dutch oven away from me. I feel like it is the most versatile piece of cookware in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. For wintertime, it's all those stews and braises and soups. I cook pasta in it. I deep fry in it. I bake loaves of bread in it. And this is a place where, you know, I want to get this workhorse to last a lifetime. The La Creuset Dutch oven is our top rated. It is an expensive piece of cookware. It's over $350. But they are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It comes in all those different enameled colors. You know, it's cast iron, but it's got that enamel coating so that it's easy to clean up and durable. And, you know, I'm fully expecting at some point, maybe 40 years from now, my two girls will be fighting over my Dutch oven.
Jack, these are great ideas. Thank you so much for coming in.
Have a great holiday, Sally.
Jack Bishop is Chief Creative Officer at America's Test Kitchen. You can find his gift list at splendidtable.org.